I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, I am so excited to share that the For the Girls crew neck is officially out. This is my first ever piece of merch. It is a collab with Color Me Mags. I'm so excited. I love the crew neck so much. It is such a cute sweatshirt, and it's also the comfiest sweatshirt ever. I do not play when it comes to quality. If you have ever shopped Vix and the Label, my lingerie brand, then you know I only do top tier quality. And I just love sweatshirts and sweatpants. Like, I'm just a very like loungy wear type of person, and I can't do like a stingy, you know, fake little type of hoodie. So I actually have three of them because we were doing samples, different colorings and things like that. And so I wear them on rotation because one is always clean, one is always in the wash, one is always in the hamper to be washed. So I just have them on rotation and I've been wearing them nonstop. So they're super cute, like I said. They are on colormemags.com. That's color, C-O-L-O-R, me, M-E, mags, M-A-G-S.com. And right at the top of her website is going to be a banner where you could click. You won't be able to miss it. You'll see my face. You'll see me in the sweatshirt. And everything is there. The size guide, the information, all that. And make sure to note that we are doing an oversized fit. So if you get your normal size, it will be oversized. I know some people like to size up when they're getting a hoodie, a sweatshirt, whatever, because you want it oversized. But you'll see that there is a size guide on there. It's really not confusing at all. I personally wear what we are considering to be a small medium, but it's actually a size large. But my true size would be a smaller medium. So, you know, you'll see on there, it's just sized up. So this way, no one's is like really like tight fitting. We want them all to be oversized. Of course, if you want it super oversized, then you can size up, but it'll actually be like sizing up two times rather than sizing up once. So yeah, it's super cute. I'm super excited for you all to rock it. The front of it is FTG in that like varsity font. And then the back says, because every day is for the girls. So you can get that through the link in the show notes. It'll also be in my social media bios, or just go to colormemags.com. So there's something that's been on my mind that I've been trying to figure out how to articulate or share without sounding hypocritical or like my whole entire life is one big contradiction. So this episode will be pretty short and sweet because it's just something that's, you know, kind of has my brain like in circles lately. And it's that I'm wondering if the overconsumption of information on social media and advice from all different people with all different thoughts and all different words of wisdom and all different experiences, if it is causing people to deter from listening to their heart, which has always and will always be at the forefront of making decisions. Because I've been going through a few things lately where I've had to really think about what to do. Because I go through a lot of, let's say, plateauing periods where I don't know if plateauing is the right word, or just kind of being very neutral, you know, where I don't have to really make any decisions because things are just fine. Not that they're bad, not that they're overly exciting, they're just fine. Like, I don't have any drama, or I don't have a situation with a guy, or I don't have any problems with friends. I just kind of go through moments of being completely neutral, and I love in those moments to absorb a ton of knowledge and information and advice from people, because I'm like, yeah, that sounds really good, and yeah, I like this, and yeah, that makes sense, and yeah, that resonates with me. But then comes a time where you're going through a situation with a guy, or you're having problems with your friends, or you're facing a difficult situation. And in that moment, you have a choice. You can either say, fuck all that information, I'm going to do what feels right for me, what's best for me, because no one understands what I'm going through the way I do. Or you can say, well, maybe I'm making, you know, a foolish mistake or the wrong choice by, you know, listening to my heart, if my heart, you know, has left me hurt before or brokenhearted before. Maybe what this person is saying is right on TikTok or on their podcast. And it's almost like I'm even calling myself out in this case, because I share so much information. I share so much advice. Hello, you're literally listening to my podcast right now. But I'm also a very real person, and I'm really open to sharing this perspective. And I think mainly more than ever because of my own situations where I'm like, okay, I have to make choices. I have to make decisions right now. So am I going to go the route of knowing the advice that I share, or knowing the advice that I resonate with, and saying, yeah, that version of me would never stand for this. That version of me would have been out the door already, running away and saying, fuck this, I deserve better. You know, I know my worth, blah, blah, blah. Or I can say, like, maybe there is room to work on a certain situation. Maybe we can overcome this hard point. Maybe what we're going through right now is just a part of our story. Maybe this is actually going to teach me more than running away. Because maybe if I do make the wrong choice, you know, say I follow my heart, I listen to my gut, I listen to my mind and whatever, and I get really, really hurt in the end, maybe that lesson will have been more valuable to learn than by avoiding it altogether because someone on TikTok was like, here's how to actually do it. You know, here's how to actually get what you want. And I've made a bunch of videos on TikTok once before talking, kind of calling out creators who tell girls like, here's how to get what you really want. And they give you like manipulation tactics. I literally say in my videos all the time, like, just be your fucking self, honestly. Just do you. Stop being so obsessed with somebody else. Stop trying to manipulate other people, because that's really just not a way to live, right? Like, here's how to make him obsessed with you. Here's how to make him come back. Like, I'm convinced that these girls are sitting at home doing voodoo on guys that don't even like them. Like, girl, please give it a rest. But I digress. My point is that sometimes I have had to make videos being like, you guys are living in la la land. It's not normal to be manipulative. You should really just chill out for a second. Because I am really big on your gut and your intuition and you knowing what's right for you. And so I've been faced with a few different scenarios recently that's almost put me in a really challenging position to say, this is everything I preach, right? This is everything I share. Know your worth, girls. Don't deal with XYZ. Don't deal with bad friends. Don't deal with shitty guys. Don't deal with anything that makes you feel less than, you know, anything that makes you question your self-worth, anything that shows that someone doesn't see your value. Sometimes people's opinions, or not so much opinions, but sometimes people's feelings toward you have, quite frankly, nothing to do with you. Sometimes it has everything to do with what they're dealing with or what they're going through. And then in turn, they don't really know how to treat you the way that you deserve, because they're looking at you with a blurred lens because they can't really see clearly because of their own shit. Actually, this reminds me. So I just listened the other day to Jay Shetty's podcast. He had a guest on who gave amazing tidbits, and I don't remember the guest's name, but if you go to Jay Shetty's podcast, search his podcast titled Signs That You Are Wasting Your Time in Relationships and How to Be Vulnerable to Attract Real Love, something of that sort. You won't be able to miss it. I don't know the exact date. I think it came out in March. I don't know the exact person's name, but if you look up those words, it'll come up for you. And something he said in it was that really stuck with me was walking around unhealed is like walking around with broken glasses. You can't see properly if you personally are unhealed. So before you should even think about dating, moving on, making big decisions, going through huge changes in your life, you have to work on yourself first and foremost. You have to heal yourself. So whether that be through personal development, through doing coaching, I know a coach, the link is in the show notes to work with her, whatever way it might be to work on your healing, therapy, doesn't matter. Point being, you need to heal yourself before you start kind of like taking people down with you along the way. It's almost like he says, say walking around with broken glasses. Imagine driving with bad eyesight, driving with broken glasses, driving without your contact lenses in. There's going to be a lot of fatalities on the road. You're going to take everybody down with you. And that's the equivalent of walking around unhealed. So I think one of the biggest strengths of the person that's on the other end, say this person doesn't deserve to be treated the way that one person is, they have a choice to say, listen, I know that I deserve better than this. I'm not an idiot. I'm not sticking around because I'm naive or delusional or I don't know my value. I don't know my self-worth. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt because I think if you work on yourself, you can be better. Like I said, I deserve better and I think you can be better. Now, of course, that's a choice. We can't go around making excuses for people who choose to not do better. I say this all the time. Most people, when they, you know, screw you over, they made a choice to not do right by you. They had the choice to do right by you and they chose not to. But then there are those situations where that's not the case. Which is where my question of, is this overconsumption of advice too much sometimes? Because situations are not a one-size-fits-all. I'll see videos or I'll listen to podcasts where, quote-unquote, relationship experts. And keep in mind, I'm not a dating coach, okay? I'm a confidence coach, a personal development mentor, but I don't do dating and relationships because I think it's way too nuanced. I do not think it's that black and white. I don't think that any form of coaching, maybe therapy, but that's as far as that goes because therapy isn't really meant to like give you advice. It's a little bit different. It's more like giving you tools to work together as a team. But the coaching and the experts, that's where you kind of lose me a little bit because they get on these videos and they're like, here's how to have a long-lasting relationship, or here's how to get someone back, or if you want a man to provide, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to look. This is how you need to act. This is how you need to talk. And sometimes I eat that shit up because I'm like, okay, noted, 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 noted. But then you can also read the comments. And I was actually watching a video recently of a girl who was like, you're never going to get a man to provide for you if you're overweight, if you're unattractive, if you work really hard. Like a man is basically only going to provide for you if you're thin, if you are beautiful, and if you are more of like a homemaker. He doesn't want a hustler. He doesn't want a boss babe. Now, granted, that is not something that I was per se agreeing with. I just was watching it. And the comments were wild. I think there were more comments than even likes on the video. And there were so many women in the comments being like, I am all of the things you said not to be, and my husband still takes care of me. Like, they're like, you're single telling us how to be a wife that gets provided for, and I'm a wife for 10 years. I have kids, and I'm overweight. I'm not the most beautiful person. I work really hard, and my husband still takes care of me. Like, there's just so many people in the comments being like, false, false, false. This is not a one-size-fits-all situation. And so I think sometimes, like I said, people are out here eating that shit up and thinking, if I don't do this, I won't get that. And I just don't think it's that simple. If I don't do this manipulation tactic, if I don't look like this, if I don't change it up, if I don't become mysterious and this dark femme fatale type woman, my ex will never come back. And again, I just think that there's a lot more nuance to life situations. And maybe if everything was a one size fits all, this perspective wouldn't even have come to my mind. Maybe I'd be like, wow, look at all these people finding out the, you know, the golden tickets to life. They have the code box or whatever it might be, and they have all the keys to open up every door, and they've found every solution for every problem. But that's really not the case until you're put in a situation where you realize you have to follow your heart, not what some dating coach from Florida who's never met you, who's never seen you, is saying, because it's kind of irrelevant. And what would you have done if you didn't see those videos? Like, imagine that that wasn't there. Then how would you have handled the situation? Because for me, I'm such a firm believer that what's meant to be will be, with or without all of these things. I've always believed what's meant to be will be. I've always believed in the universe and things going according to a plan that's much bigger than me. I've always believed that everything happens for a reason. And so I think about, what if you were dealing with this situation before you've ever listened to a podcast or before you've ever watched a TikTok video? All you would have is yourself to choose. All you would have is your heart and your mind and your gut to make the decision for you. But now I feel like people have become so dependent and reliant on social media and content creators that they just have completely lost control of thinking for themselves. And they are so hyper fixated on what someone tells them to do. It's almost to the point where, how is anyone going to survive if their favorite content creator stops creating, because they won't even know what next move to make? I actually just recently posted a TikTok saying, like, not to say that I'm not making dating content anymore. I still want to, but it's been a little bit hard because my situation per se has changed. Let's say I am still single, but my situation has changed compared to last year when I was pumping out tons of TikTok videos every day because I was on dating apps and I was going on tons of dates and I was talking to all different guys and I was meeting all different guys, and I almost didn't really have anything to lose because none of them were serious and I was meeting people once, maybe twice, but nothing really came of it, and it was just as simple as practically dating guys for entertainment and content purposes. So now when my dynamic has changed, I don't feel as, whether it be inspired to make that sort of content, or it doesn't resonate as much, or it all also just feels really personal right now. Because like I said, at that time, I knew those situations weren't going anywhere, and they were more or less like, let me go out on dates with these guys for the content, practically. And now, you know, there's a little bit more involved that it just becomes too personal, and I'm not going to create content on social media about my personal business that is private and is not something that I want online, because I'm a very private person and I keep my personal business to myself, which I've become honestly a master at with social media, because I share so much, but I share exactly what I want people to see and exactly what I want people to know. So I don't, even though I feel like I do get very personal on social media, it's a little hard to explain. I really don't share my personal private business. I just share in a way that people feel very personally connected to me, almost as if they would know everything about me based on the way that I do share and I do talk and I do create. But then you actually meet me, you actually know me, and you're like, wait, there's so much more. It's so funny because I was talking with my cousin about this recently, and she was like, she always talks about me. She's great. She's so proud, and she's always very supportive and sharing with her friends. You know, she's always sharing my podcast or my TikTok or my lingerie or my coaching. She's just always recommending me to people. You know, those type of friends or family members who are just always sharing your name in a room full of opportunities. She's one of those people. And so she's always telling, she was telling me, like, I'm always telling people, follow her, but she's nothing like you see on social media, where on social media, she's just like, let's use the word sexy for lack of better terms. I'm not sitting here calling myself sexy, but she's like, oh, she's going to have some sexy pictures. She has lingerie. She has a lingerie brand. You're going to see her ass all over social media. But then you meet her in person and she's like in the sweatshirt and sweatpants, sleeping on the couch in the middle of a family party. She's just like a little mush curled up on the couch with her dad, like very to herself, very just family oriented, and just wants to cuddle and lay with the babies. That's like my thing. I'm always with the babies. I love holding everyone's babies, and I could sit with the kids rather than sit with the adults. Like, I'm just a very different person. You're not going to meet, you might see me on social media and think, like, when you meet me, that, like I said, for lack of better terms, sexier persona is who I am, but it's not. I'm a very chill, goofy kind of person, and I just kind of stick to myself. I have the same friends that I've had my whole life, and I'm very close with my family. And please, my dad hates when I post my lingerie on Instagram, and he's like, why do you have to post that? Why do you have to do that? I'm like, Dad, it's how I pay my bills. Come on, I have a lingerie brand. Anyway, my point is that I'm now getting completely off topic, but my point is just that I don't like to share my personal business, which is why I recently said on TikTok that I'm just kind of trying to find new types of content to create. Even though I will still always give dating advice, I will still always answer your dating questions. If you're asking me for the advice, I'm more than happy to give it. I'm more than happy to share it. It's just a little bit different than being like, here's a story, or here's what I'm going through, or here's who I'm seeing, blah, 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 type of situation. And where the fuck was I going with this? I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know. I think I was just talking about how I have felt a little bit like sometimes I really just don't want to share that sort of information, not only for my own personal business, but also just for the sake of almost feeling like hypocritical, because I've been having these thoughts lately of like, really, why does everyone put so much stock in a complete stranger's advice? I mean, I love that people want my advice. I feel like that's what I was put on this earth to do and born to do. But sometimes, I don't know, I just see the shit people say and I'm like, girl, you are going to sabotage people. You are going to make people very miserable. You're going to be a huge advocate for people not working on their problems, more so running from their problems and, you know, never wanting to fix a relationship or work through something ever. And I'm just like, that's not my vibe. It's just, it's really not my thing. So yeah, let me know what you guys think about that perspective or about that question. I would love for some DMs if people have felt the same way, or maybe if you never felt the same way and you now maybe have like a new perspective, you know, a new mindset, and you're like, that is kind of true. I would just love to have this conversation with more of you. With that said, I'm holding off on doing Dear Victoria because I want to save up as many crazy story times and scenarios as you all got from me so I can do my big spill the tea episode. So if you have not heard, I want to do an episode soon basically called Spill the Tea, where you guys are just emailing me or DMing me with your tea, your stories that you are willing to share, even though everything will be anonymous. So you can tell me whatever the fuck you want. I will never say anyone's name or Instagram account or email or anything like that. It's simply just crazy stories. So some ideas are like your worst date story or your toxic breakup story or how you got caught cheating or how you caught them cheating or the worst lie that they ever told you or the worst lie that you ever told or a crazy sex story, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you on a date or during sex. Just any wild stories that you have for me. Even just like a secret or a confession, something that just would make people's minds be blown and you're like, let me share this for Victoria's Spill the Tea episode. So like I said, you can DM that to me, but you can also email me so that you could fit a lot more words in it. My email is victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com, and I will have that written in the show notes as well as the links to my crew neck with Color Me Mags, my one-on-one confidence coaching because my spots have opened up. So if you have been thinking about working with me for private coaching, now is the time. I have tons of spots available. So yeah, everything will be in the show notes. And that is all we have for today. So thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.